never told you, you look like Rihanna, na, 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 na. You got me screaming, oh, na, na, na. Rihanna, na, 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 na. I wanna give you my banana, na, na. I know the talk of the sleeper. Me, you buy a song, I'm on your back, yeah. If you see this girl, you go mara, yeah. I swear you go mara.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Human Rights Commission monitoring Kambuli's health. Southern Africa Cross-Border Traders Association of Zambia calls for stability in money markets to enhance cross-border business. More than 40 missing after boat capsizes in Nigeria's Sokoto. And Kanyemba names 35-member provisional squad for FIFA Under-17 Women's World Cup.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shakai Nasakala. The Human Rights Commission has confirmed that veteran politician Chishimba Kambwili, who is recently or currently detained at the Lusaka Central Correctional Service facility, is receiving medical care without signs of his health condition requiring increased capacity of medical personnel attending to him. Human Rights Commission spokesperson Mwelwa Molea says the findings following the Commission's recent visit to the facility revealed that Dr. Kambwili has been receiving adequate medical attention since his transfer to Lusaka from Kasama on August 5, 2025. Mr. Molea added that Dr. Kambwili was placed in the facility's clinic to accommodate his health needs, including access to an elevated bed. Mr. Molea has since assured the public that the Commission will continue to monitor Dr. Kambwili's health and take further action, if necessary, based on professional medical assessment. The Commission's visit came in response to media reports and concerns raised by some stakeholders regarding Dr. Kambwili's alleged deteriorating health. Kanchebia Member of Parliament Sunday Chanda has called on the government to urgently strengthen protections for truck drivers, describing them as the backbone of Zambia's supply chains. The MP noted that many drivers continue to face exploitative conditions, working without contracts, leave days or access to social security schemes. He urged the Ministry of Labour and Social Security to introduce a statutory instrument specific to truck drivers that will guarantee contracts, fair wages, leave days and overtime pay. Mr. Chanda also emphasized the need for stronger labour inspections in the transport sector to ensure compliance with existing laws. He said protecting truck drivers is key to safeguarding the economy, food security and the well-being of all citizens who depend on their work.
And still requires us to focus on things that matter for the Zambian people, and that we need to deliberately shift our energies, move our energies to transforming the lives of our people as opposed to politicking day in and day out. I think that the political picture or landscape as it is again full of personal issues and devoid of the issues that really matter to the Zambian people.
Southern Africa Cross-Border Traders Association Zambia Secretary General Jacob Makambwe has underscored the need to sustain the stability of the Kwacha, saying doing so will enhance cross-border trade. Mr. Makambwe said the stable currency remains key to cross-border business as it plays a crucial role in planning, hence calling for government to find means and ways of maintaining the stability of the local currency. Meanwhile, Mr. Makambwe has backed the government's intention to export excess foodstuff such as maize crop, noting that this will earn the country foreign exchange as well as boost products for cross-border traders.
Is really impacting on cross-border trade positively. And we hope that the trajectory should continue and government must find ways of sustaining such type of growth. And I know that probably maybe the gains also are going to be recorded because of the bumper harvest and other issues, but we really need to make sure that Zambia also takes advantage to export some of its products if we have access, especially the food that we're going to have this year.
Ecobank Transnational Incorporated, ETI, the parent company of Ecobank Group, has confirmed the execution of a purchase agreement between Nedbank Group Limited and Bosquet Investments Limited, the private investment vehicle of Alan Konchu, or rather Alain Konchu, for the acquisition of a 21.22% stake in ETI. However, the transaction remains subject to regulatory approvals. According to the press statement issued to Parafim News, Enco Capital Management LLP served as lead advisor for the transaction, while Absa Bank Limited, acting through its corporate and investment banking division, was appointed as the co-financial advisor. The sale follows Nedbank's decision to realign its strategy towards the core markets in Southern and Eastern Africa, where the group owns and controls businesses. Alain Konchu expressed happiness regarding the development, stating that he looks forward to supporting the institution and advancing its strategic objectives of growth, transformation and returns. Meanwhile, Jeremy Awori, Chief Executive Officer at Ecobank Group, has welcomed Bosquet Investments Limited, describing it as a significant shareholder of ETI. He added that the development reflects a deep and enduring commitment to Ecobank Group's growth and success. In international news, rescuers are searching for more than 40 people who are missing after a boat capsized in Nigeria's northwestern state of Sokoto, according to authorities. Nigeria's National Emergency Management, NEMA, said on Sunday that its Sokoto Operations Office had deployed a response team to support rescue efforts following a tragic boat mishap. NEMA's Director General Zubaida Umar said the agency responded after receiving reports that a boat conveying over 50 passengers to Goronyo Market had capsized. NEMA said in a statement shared on social media that about 10 people had been rescued and more than 40 other passengers were missing. Nigeria's The Punch newspaper, citing a local official, said the accident may have been caused by overloading, a recurring issue for boats in the state's riverine communities. Still within international news, Mozambique's President Daniel Francisco Chapo has praised ties with China. Maputo Bridge in Mozambique has been connecting communities in Southern Africa's country's capital, significantly improving the city's road network and look. Built by China, Katembe Bridge shortened travel time from one half of the city to the other half from hours to minutes. President Daniel Francisco Chapo called the bridge a hallmark of Mozambique's infrastructure construction and the enduring friendship between the two countries. In November 2018, the bridge, built by a Chinese company, started operation, shortening the travel time from hours to minutes. Local residents have since referred to the Maputo Bridge as a concrete marvel and the bridge of dream. We'll take a short break and return shortly.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Say hello to original. Told you to expect some more. Take notice, take note that what you want is what we got.
Introducing the original line of techno accessories from chargers, cables, Bluetooth earbuds, smartwatches, wait for it, power banks, and many more. Choose techno. Choose original techno accessories. You can also check out our wide range of feature phones. Yatuma Batan. Now ready available in all authorized techno stores countrywide. Techno. Expect more.
Say hello to original.
Hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. And now, the Power FM Sports News.
Zambia's under-17 women's national team coach, Kara Kanyamba, has unveiled a 35-member provisional squad to begin preparation for the FIFA Under-17 Women's World Cup scheduled for 17th August, or rather October, to 8th November 2025. Captain Mercy Chipasula headlines the Copper Princesses squad that also includes experienced defenders like Nana Malanda, Natasha Nkanka, and Precious Mwabe, midfield ace Town Gamuranga, and striker Marcela Sesheke. The Copper Princesses will be making their return to the global stage where they have been drawn in Group F alongside Japan, New Zealand and Paraguay. Zambia will kick off their campaign against Paraguay.